Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much that we can depend on you to take us wherever we need to go, to provide for us and protect us and to keep us, Lord. And we praise you and we glorify you that tonight is going to be a special night, Lord, that you're going to come into the room here in every one of us, Lord. And we're going to praise you, Lord. We're going to glorify you, Lord, and we're going to lift up your name. And we thank you, Lord, for being in our life. I'm going to ask that everybody mute their phones. Please, that was Rex. Need to mute your phone, brother. And Lord, we thank you for your presence tonight and your blessings upon this conference call. Lord, it's for the people out there that don't have a local group, more or less, to meet with and to pray with. And Lord, and this is why we're here tonight. We're to utilize this as a fellowship of like-minded believers, Lord. And we just ask for your mercy and your grace upon us. And thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. We are officially started. do we have any prayer requests to start off with?
I have a prayer request.
Okay, Rex, go right ahead, brother.
Confession, too, actually. I know Trish and Tim heard my story. I don't know if you did or not, Mike, but I've been having some problems with the mother of my children. And, you know, we've been together for 13 years, got two kids together. One's mine and one's not mine, but I've been there since day one of the pregnancy. But seems like the closer I've been getting to God, the further away it's driving her from me. And Sunday, the day after Valentine's Day, I went to her house to see if she wanted to come to church with me and the boys. And I came in, and she was acting real weird and stuff, and I was kind of asking her, you know, what the problem was. She was like, oh, you got to knock before you come in. I got a key, and she knows I have a key, and it's never been a problem. She's just acting real strange, and we kind of argued for about 20 minutes, and I finally decided it was time for me to leave. I went into the bathroom before I left and opened the door, and there's some guy there, been over the bathroom counter snorting something off the counter, some kind of drugs or something. I'm like, who the heck are you? He's like, he said he just got out of prison or something like that. And I started getting kind of angry, but I handled the situation pretty good. I mean, compared to the way I would have handled it a month or so ago, it would have been real ugly. But this time I kept my cool for the most part, but I did get filled with a lot of anger. I think I said some things to Steph I probably shouldn't have said. And those days following after that, I've had all these just feelings of bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. And I'll just like maybe for one of you guys to pray and we could all be in agreement to just kind of cast these things out so that I don't have to have these thoughts anymore. And I just kind of felt like I needed to confess that too. So maybe one of you guys can pray for me and help me out there.
Well, one of the things that I've learned over the years is just to the best line of offense or defense against the enemy is prayer. When you find yourself in the situations, zip it up and start praying right then in the spirit, in yourself. And then just leave. So Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of anger and bitterness and unforgiveness off of Rex right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for placing your peace, your rest, and your joy back in his heart, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that you're teaching him that you are sovereign, and these things come around every now and then to test us to see how we're going to react or overreact. And Lord, we thank you for these tests because it matures us as a Christian. Matures us as a son of God. And Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the work that you're doing in Rex, Lord. And you're bringing that maturity. You're growing him up fast, Lord. You're bringing these trials in front of him so he can learn to overcome those things, that those tests, Father, and we praise you for that. So, Lord, we just thank you that he is free from that anger, that bitterness, and unforgiveness. And we just praise you for it, Lord, that he is a free man and that you are teaching him in Jesus' name. Now, I ask, Lord, that you draw him ever closer to you. Guard his thoughts and guard his tongue to speak only as an oracle of you. And guide his steps as well, Lord. Matter of fact, let's guide all our steps, Lord. Guard all our thoughts and guard our tongue. And we praise you, Father, that you're doing that work in each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to pray?
Hey, Michael.
All right. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to pray for, hey, Rex, what's your I don't know, what, I guess your future wife's claim the good report. What's her name?
Stephanie.
All right, I want to pray for Stephanie. So, Father, right now, Lord, we know that nobody comes to you unless you draw them. And, Lord, we just lift up Stephanie right now. And, Father, we just ask you just grant her repentance. You just put just a conviction in her and just give her a spirit of repentance, Lord, that she will, you know, come to your truth, Lord. Father, you are sovereign, and we just without faith, you know, we just know that, you know, that Stephanie does not have a chance, Lord. So, Father, we just pray for her. We just bind and rebuke the enemy. We come against the spirit of addiction. We come against everything that's got her bound up right now. We just bind it up, Lord, and we just ask you just give her a dream. You just, you know, work on her heart, Lord. Father God, just put just a hunger for truth, Lord. And Father God, we just pray that she will come into salvation, that you will save her and just renew her mind. And we thank you for that, Lord. Just work in her for your goodwill, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I think we should pray for those children, the protection of them during this time. Mike, why don't you pray that?
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, anything that they've seen that's negative, Lord, in where they are or where they've been, Lord, we just ask that you remove that from them. Any kind of spirits of, any kind of spirits that are darkness into their lives, we command them to leave in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've given Rex the authority to pray over his children. And Lord, we praise you for drawing those children to you too, Lord, and letting them see the light that's coming out of Rex, the God that's coming out of Rex, Lord, and that's what they'd want to, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for protecting them, put the angels around about them, Lord, protect them from any kind of harm, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for the joy you've placed in their hearts too, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Rex, you want to pray for them?
Amen. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, sure, I'll pray. Lord, I'd just like to come to you and thank you for everything you've given me, and I would just like you to protect my children over anything negative that comes in their path, and I know you will, and thank you for that, and I thank you for the blessings you've given me and the children, and I just thank you so much, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody else?
Yeah, I need prayer. This is Amber.
Okay, Amber.
Well, this started about 2 years ago, and I started having trouble with my gums, and the Lord kind of told me, you know, if I brush my teeth and floss, you know, he was going to take care of me. And some time went past, and I was seeing in the mirror that my gums were getting worse. It wasn't looking good, and I kind of had a breakdown that I told the Lord I couldn't, you know, I needed him to, you know, heal me, that I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to go to the dentist. At this point, it was kind of too late almost, you know, that I didn't want to hear the bad report and deal with all the things they do with me, and that I needed him to, you know, but I just didn't have enough faith, that I was just, you know, I was really broken. I just didn't have the faith. I was really afraid of what I was seeing in the mirror. And he kind of calmed me down. And then, I mean, I'll just tell you on the other side, there's something a little bit different. I was dealing with my dog at that time, and I was trying to clip her nails. And I was afraid of hurting her. You know, I was really kind of concerned, and I was waiting for my husband to come home to help me. So I had jumped up to go ask my husband to help me with the dog. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Don't I care for you more than you do for that dog? And I know he was saying, you know, here I am, this, you know, human being, and, you know, with the love that I have, you know, small as it is with this dog, that I should, you know, at least give him the benefit that he loves me more than that, and he wouldn't let anything bad happen to me. And so a peace came on me. And I knew that he was going to take care of my teeth. I didn't need to worry about it. And that has lasted for 2 years. I'd occasionally look at my teeth, you know, they didn't get any better. But, you know, I would brush them, and I thank the Lord that they were healed. And they've gotten, since I've moved recently, since the summer, they've got even worse, where the root of the teeth are exposed. And I just, today, I was thanking the Lord, praising, thanking the Lord, and I thanked him that my teeth were healed. And a voice spoke in my head. He said, why don't you look in the mirror? And I looked in the mirror, and they were even worse. Not only was the root exposed, but I could see where the tooth, you know, was a real ugly, where there is a gap where I could see between where the tooth ended, you know, in this gap. And so I got really afraid. And, yeah, I believe, I've been praying through the day and praising him. I think, so, you know, I know that the Lord healed me. He has, you know, he's spoken to me that I'm healed. But I just would like everybody to agree with me, you know, that this disease, you know, gum disease, whatever it is, that it's gone. And that, you know, that the gums are going to come back and go back to where they belong.
Amen. Well, you go ahead and pray, and I'm going to believe with you, and then we're going to pray for everybody else that's got bad teeth that may have that.
Well, Lord, I just want to thank you that you are my healer. You're my dentist. I don't need to go anywhere else for healing, and that you've given me faith for this, and that you've spoken, and that you would thank you, Lord, that my gums are right where they should be. They're perfect, normal gums, healed with no redness, no root, no nothing exposed. And I thank you, Lord, through all this that I don't have any pain, and that I just command that gum disease to go in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that it's finished, that I'm healed. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that Amber is healed. We put our faith together with her, and we believe, Lord, that she is already healed. And she's not going to believe what she sees with her natural eyes. She's going to quit looking, and she's going to just be believing, Lord. And I ask and I pray, Lord, for anybody else that might be having trouble with their teeth and gums in this fellowship tonight, Lord. I thank you for healing any kind of decay. I thank you, Lord, for healing any kind of broken tooth, any kind of gaps, any kind of root disease, any kind of disease at all in their mouth. I thank you, Father, that it is gone in Jesus' name. And matter of fact, we command any kind of tooth decay to go in Jesus' name. We command any kind of jaw or tooth disease to leave their mouths in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that all broken teeth and all the teeth that have deteriorated over the years that are restored as new in the name of Jesus. And Father, we accept it, we believe it, and we stand on it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for renewed teeth, good teeth. good old wholesome teeth, Lord. We can eat corn now. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, anybody else need prayer?
I might just say this. Smith Wigglesworth was given a new set of teeth. You remember that story? He was given a third set of teeth because he just asked God for it and God answered his prayers.
Amen. Yeah,
since we're talking about teeth.
Yeah. Well, teeth is necessary. It's a necessary something or other that we got to have. And we also want to look nice anyway for the people. So, Lord, we thank you for healing all our teeth and giving us all a new set in Jesus' name. Y'all remember that story by Robert Slearden when he went to heaven and the Lord showed him, they walked by this big old long warehouse. And if I remember correctly, it had vines or something growing up over. And Robert's asking me, he said, Lord, what is that? He said, come, let me show you. And so they went inside and they were body parts all over, just stacked up almost to the ceiling. And he said, Lord, what's going on? He said, well, these are the body parts that are for my people down on earth that they haven't prayed for. They haven't asked for them yet. So I'm going to ask for everything I need so that I can receive it. And I'm sure all of y'all are. So let's empty that warehouse out if we can, if we need to, in Jesus' name. And let's all get fixed up. Praise God. All we got to do is believe. It's up to the Lord to do the rest of it, isn't it? And he'll do it. He said he would.
You know, I might say this if it's appropriate. I've really learned the power of praying in the Spirit. In the interim, while God is manifesting our prayers, and so sometime I'll tell you a testimony about my mom, about praying in tongues, even when your brain is just giving you all kinds of fits, you know. It'll bypass the brain and get the job done. So if there's time, we'll do this today, but, you know, we'll do that. But anyway, just pray in the Spirit while you're waiting for the manifestation, because the Holy Ghost is praying the perfect prayer to keep you calm, in Jesus' name.
Amen. If you want to get in your closet, I tell you what, that's the best thing to do, is to get in your prayer closet and just pray in the Spirit as long as you can. Because what that does, that builds up your faith, that builds up your spirit, man. And man, I tell you what, I've seen miracles happen just because of that. I try to pray in the Spirit all the time, and I know some of you do too. It goes without saying that a person who prays in the Spirit all the time has a miraculous walk with God. All right, anybody else need prayer?
Brother Michael.
Yes, sir.
Did you pray real quick for people that don't have the gift of tongues to receive the gift of tongues?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Slade, do you have the gift of tongues?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Okay. Is there anybody in here that doesn't have the gift of tongues that wants the gift of tongues? It's something that's a gift from God, but you have to accept it.
Michael, Lexi wants a gift of tongues.
Okay, well, all right. Anybody else?
Me and my wife do.
Okay, Matthew. We'll pray for y'all, too. Okay, let's start with Lexi first.
Hold on, wait a minute. And I still haven't received a full tongue either since the last time you guys prayed for me. So I'm still waiting for that, too.
Okay.
Dan and Claudia, too.
Okay. All right, let's take it.
I received it, but haven't really been practicing much lately. Just maybe to restore it and just make it stronger.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we just thank you that for these gifts that you've given us. The gift of tongues is for our edification, our personal edification, Lord. It's how we speak to you and bypass our mind and our thoughts, Lord. And we thank you for it. And in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we just thank you that Lexi and Amber both have received the baptism in the Spirit, Lord, and we thank you for the gift of tongues that you've given them, Lord, their personal tongue, their spirit man, and we praise you, Father, that from this point on, when they pray in the Spirit, it's going to be a language that you have already given them, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that they learn that that language is not something that's going to come on them automatic, but it's already been given to them, and all they have to do is open their mouth and start speaking it, Lord. It's not something that you're going to force them to do. It's something that is going to be initiated by them opening their mouths and speaking it, Father, and we praise you, Lord, that you are doing that to Amber and Alexi, even as we speak, and Father, we thank you for that. And in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, you heard Matthew. Matthew, what's your wife's name? I forgot.
Anna.
Anna, okay. Lord, you heard Matthew and Anna's request to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with the gift of, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that your gift is a gift they've asked for, and all we have to do is just believe. Father, we thank you that they have the gift of tongues. They have the gift of the Spirit. I'm sorry, the gift of the Spirit. That's what we want. The tongues is just a byproduct of it. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you for your Spirit, Lord. The Holy Spirit that resides in each one of us. That's the overcoming Spirit. That's the Spirit that gives us that overcoming power to overcome the enemy of the flesh, the enemy of the world. And Father, we praise you that Matthew and Anna have been indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and that they are now and can speak in the Spirit, speak in tongues in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that when they go to praying together, that the tongues will come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that, Matthew and Anna?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Tim, you got anything you want to add?
Sorry, I had to unmute my phone here.
Okay.
No, the only thing is actually I've been in a Bible study, and I was going through, because this is something that Luke and I were, you know, he wanted to get into a Bible study about, and David's got like 2.5 hour teaching on the Holy Spirit in tongues. And I just started going through that and just, you know, writing down the scriptures and stuff like that. And it's pretty amazing how in-depth the teaching is on receiving the baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and tongues. There's just a slew of scriptures, you know, that just, you know, indicate that. The last couple of days I've just been listening to that Bible study and writing down the scriptures and looking them up and stuff like that. It's been awesome.
Okay. What's the name of the Bible study?
I think it's, let me see, I should still have it up on my iTunes here. It's called Holy Spirit in Tongues, and it's two parts, and each part is hour and 18 minutes.
Okay. So, is that in miscellaneous, or which part is that in?
In miscellaneous.
Okay.
And there's another teaching in there by Rex Verone.
Oh, yeah.
Us and in us. And so there's some real good teachings on it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of them are real good. I've heard Rex's. I don't guess I've heard the one David had. But, yeah, I would go back and review those. But we'll still pray for you, and God's going to give it to you, because he said, when you ask anything in my name, I will give it to you. That's what Jesus said in John 14:14. So we have to believe that, don't we? So let's see. Let me think. Stan, was that you and Claudia?
Yes.
Let me see. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you heard Stan and Claudia's request, Father. We thank you for the work you're doing in them, Lord. They want to be utilizing all the gifts, Lord, that you have given us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have indwelt them with the Holy Spirit. You have baptized them in the Holy Spirit. You've given them the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that from this point on, they're going to be praising you in the Spirit. They're going to be praying in the Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it's nothing that Somebody get that. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this gift that you've given Stan and Claudia. And we ask, Lord, that you speak through them from this point on in the Spirit. And we praise you for it, Lord, for that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit in each one of them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Me too. All right. Who else was it? Somebody else. Is that you, Rex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just kind of asking God to kind of set the fire back in me. I haven't been utilizing it much lately.
All right, Lord. We thank you that you've heard his request there, Lord. Light that fire. I mean, put a fire in him for the word of God, Lord. Put a hunger in him for it, Lord, that Bible would be a magnet. And speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, and praising in tongues, Lord, would be forever on his mind, Lord. And we thank you for that. Giving him and all the rest of them, Lord, that overcoming power that only the Holy Spirit can give. And we praise you, Lord, that each one of them are filled up to the top with your Holy Spirit and also the gift of speaking in tongues in each one of them. In Jesus' name, we declare it, we believe it, and we're standing on it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Oh, praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Man, the Holy Spirit's all over me. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what, let's just all praise God right now for everyone that's asked for the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We thank you, Father, that you're going to pray through us the things that you want us to pray for these wonderful people of yours, Lord, that want to speak in tongues. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for all that you're doing right now in people's lives. Glory be to God. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is moving upon each one of them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. Man, I feel Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and everything else all over me. And it's just awesome. Praise you, Father, for your anointing tonight. Thank you, Lord. My. Okay. Anyone else have a prayer request or would like to share something? Testimony, praise report, whatever.
Okay. I've got a short testimony and also a praise report.
Okay. Go right ahead, Rick.
This past week has been a really, really strong spiritual attack on me with all my friends that have heard that I've been born again. And also my father. My father's been really kind of mocking it a little bit, or kind of just, you know, he's just, you know, there's demons in him that are really trying to attack me and try and tell me that you know, this God that I'm worshiping isn't, you know, too vengeful and wanting to curse everybody, and, you know, he just doesn't understand, and it's okay. But I've been getting attacked from him, and I had one of my friends, you know, he came and said, so you're a born-again Christian, huh, Rex? I'm like, yeah. And he said, I'm not ready for that, but I guess if I had the responsibilities you had, I'd probably do it too. And I just told him, you know, I didn't do it for responsibility, and I wasn't ready either. God just grabbed a hold of me, and it happened. And he just like, oh, don't start preaching. And then another one of my friends came over, and he was just kind of saying, you know, that's cool. Don't get crazy with it. Don't go overboard and this and that. And just a lot of negativity coming from all my friends and stuff. And I dealt with it, and I gave him the word as best as I know, and just was real calm and cool with all the attacks and stuff. And, I mean, this went on for a week straight. And now this, just about 2 days ago, I've really seen the demons just kind of subside, and I've really just shown my authority over them. And my dad has really been open, and he's like, man, I'm so happy for you, Rex. You've changed so much. And he's been asking me a lot of questions about the Bible and about, you know, just everything. And this all happened in the same day. Then my other friend came over, and we was riding up to the store, and he's like, Rex, man, I've been thinking about you a lot lately, and this is the friend that told me not to preach to him and this and that. He's like, I've been thinking a lot lately and seeing how much you changed, and I'm really thinking I want to do the same thing and come along with you. And he's been asking me a lot of questions and wanting me to share testimonies. And also the other friend that told me not to go overboard, he's been coming over really open to it, asking me a bunch of questions. And the demons have really just seen that I'm not going to budge, and they've pretty much given up. And I just like to praise God for that, and that was really awesome. And also, praise report, today I just talked to the boss of the Painters Union, the job that I've been wanting to get, and he called me today, and I go tomorrow to give him my information and take a drug test and stuff. I've got the job, which is just couldn't have been better timing. The Lord's timing is just impeccable. It's just awesome. I just see all his plan coming together and just how perfect his timing is on everything. And just like the incident that happened Sunday, you know, if that would have happened a month ago, it would have been really bad. But the Lord's timing made sure that I was prepared for the situation, and I just like to praise God for that, too. So that's about it.
Amen. That's a good one, too, Rex. Yeah. Praise God for his goodness upon you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Rex. Okay, anybody else? I heard somebody else in there wanted to share something.
Yeah, Michael.
Hey, go ahead, Marla.
Yeah, I'd like to pray for a couple of people that we prayed for a couple of weeks ago, and then had a praise report, too. We also prayed for a guy, I don't know if you remember, he was in a coma, and I didn't know if he'd live, and got a call today that he woke up, and you know, that we're just believing he's going to get better, and our prayer has really been that he would not die until he got saved, and so we're just believing for him. And my sister went to the doctor and had the test, and it doesn't look like it's cancer, so that's a praise report. And but my sister Mardell and our sister-in-law Arvis, they're both going to have operations this week, so I'd just like to pray for them and have everybody agree with me.
All right, yeah. Go ahead.
So, Father, we just put our faith together with all the people on the call here today, and we're just believing for Mardell and Arvis, and believing by faith for them as they go through the operation, and just give them the grace, Lord, to trust you and not to look at the doctors for all their strength, and just realize that you are the one that's in control. Not anyone else. Help them to give up the things of the world, that they stop looking at those things and focus on you. And we just come against any works and activities of any demonic spirits of fear, doubt, and unbelief, rejection, condemnation, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. We just bind you spirits up that you're not able to work in them. And we just thank you, Lord, that you're going to be through them or be with them through this operation. And we're believing for more of you in them after this, that we'll be able to speak your word to them. And we just ask that you give them the grace to believe it. And we thank you for what you're going to do in each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this work you're doing in them. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, anyone else?
Well, Lexi has a testimony she wants me to give. She's already manifesting her tongues, and she's bouncing off the wall. She's so happy.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just so excited. I can't breathe.
like she's happy. Happy, happy, happy.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your joy. Awesome. Thank you, Amber. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else? Praise report.
Well, I might mention how fantastic tongues are to bypass our doubting brain. Because when we pray, you know, God answers our prayers. And when doubt comes in, and it does, we don't have to pay any attention to it. And praying in tongues, like I say, will bypass that. Let me give you the short testimony on my mother when she was 80 years old. This is in 1990. And she had an aneurysm, the big one, that he said she would die before morning and that if she lived, she'd be a vegetable. I had a relative with me that was a nurse that believed the doctors and just went home, you know. Well, I told the doctor to go ahead and operate, and I would go to the chapel and pray. I didn't tell him, you know, I was going to pray in tongues. She was in the operating room almost all night. I prayed in tongues all night for the first time in my life and the last. I haven't done that anymore. But I was crying and praying in tongues, but my mind was saying, the doctor said she would die or be a vegetable if she lives. And my mind was, I warred with that all night. But I kept praying in tongues anyway because it was my mother, and I just didn't know what else to do. Well, the next morning, the nurse came to get me. They pulled her out of the operating room. The nurse said, we want you to know that your mother is unconscious and was unconscious when she did this act. They said she, with her hand, she told them to bring her a pencil and paper. Now, you got to remember, she was unconscious. And they did that, and she wrote on there, take me off of the breathing machine. So they did, you know, because she actually wrote that, but she was unconscious, okay? She was unconscious for like 12 days after that, and I would just sit outside close. I would not leave the hospital. My husband would bring me clothes, and I would pray in tongues. I'd run in there just to see if she was still alive because my brain said the doctor said she'd die, you know. But I kept praying in tongues anyway. We did this for a few weeks. The end of the matter is simply because no great faith of mine. The Holy Ghost was just taken over, praying the perfect prayer. She not only was well, which was impossible, the doctor said, her brain was just totally restored. So I tell people now, just keep praying in the Spirit because the Holy Ghost is making the crooked places straight no matter what your brain is trying to tell you. So I just wanted to say that.
Amen. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a tool that's given to us. That's the only way we can overcome what's coming on the earth. But, you know, it's a gift that will make the crooked places straight in every area of our lives. And praying in tongues, when you read it in Jude, it talks about it keeps you at peace. It keeps you edified. Even when we shouldn't be, you know, we're happy when we shouldn't be happy. But that's what we get when we receive the baptism. But we need to use our tongues. We need to use it often. There's other stories that down the line I'll tell you, but I tell you what, it's made everything wonderful, and it keeps me on top. And if something kind of scares me or something like that, you know, my husband is in heaven and I don't have him to ask, I'll just stop and pray in tongues and I'll be just fine. So I'm just thankful and I praise the Lord for God's grace and mercy to us. So
amen.
Anyway. And I might say this while I'm talking. You prayed for a friend of mine several weeks ago. January 1, this 85-year-old person, a gentleman, went into the hospital. He'd fallen in the bathroom. They gave him brain surgery. They had to take off his skull to give him the brain surgery. He was unconscious for over a month, and that's when I had all of you pray and agree in prayer. Shortly after you all did that, he opened his eyes. The doctors did not. They had no idea why he wouldn't open his eyes or, you know, come to. He opened his eyes but could not talk. Well, they just did not know why. Last Thursday, he started talking, and he can see. Now, this is like, however many days that was last Thursday. But he can talk reasonably, but some of it is hallucinations. And so I went to see him Sunday, and we had a great conversation, but he didn't know who I was. So could we pray again for that brain? God's already making the brain, you know, healing the brain. But it's a miracle from the time you all prayed to where he is now. Talk about agreement and prayer. So he just needs to, the demons or whatever is keeping his conversations correct. So, Mike, could you finish that? You prayed the first time on that.
Sure. Yeah. Hang on just a second. I got to take care of a little problem here. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we can come to you in prayer, and we know that when we pray and we believe what we pray, that is, we're going to get what we pray. And Lord, we just believe that. What's this man's name?
Jim.
All right. Lord, we thank you that Jim's brain is being restored even as we speak right now. Every cell, every corpuscle, every minute particle in that brain be restored as new right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that his memory has been restored to him in the name of Jesus. We come against any attacks of the enemy against his memory, against his mind, in Jesus' name. Any kind of amnesia spirit, go right now in Jesus' name. Any kind of a mind-boggling spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Any mind-blocking spirits, go in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for complete restoration of Jim's full capacity of the brain in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Jim's
healed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're looking for another miraculous testimony from you, Linda, about this man.
Well, the doctors are just amazed. And, you know, all of the progress started happening from the time that we all agreed in prayer on this conference call.
Amen.
So there's good faith on this conference call.
Oh, yes, there is. There's a lot of people here. Most everybody here has got great faith, and we thank you, Lord. It comes from God, every bit of it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. All right. Is that it, Linda? You got some more?
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Anybody else got anything they'd like to share?
I got a question, Michael.
Okay, go ahead.
This morning, as I was asleep, my wife started to sleep talk, and that woke me up. And I got this weird feeling inside of my spirit that I was overjoyed. And as soon as I did, I started praising the Lord almost immediately. It came on me. And then it started increasing. I kept praising him, you know, faster and faster. And all this was in my head while my wife was sleeping. And then I got up to open the door to air out the room a little. And it started to slow down a little bit by that time, so, you know, I was really excited. And then I went to go throw a couple of fleeces, and I asked the Lord if this was the Holy Spirit. Well, I tossed the fleece, and they said no. And so I tossed another fleece to ask if this was his peace and joy, and he said no. And so I asked if this was a evil spirit, and he said yes. And I also threw another fleece to ask if this was the Lord telling me all this, and it was no. And so I was rather confused at this point, and I asked for a couple of Bible verses. And the first one I got was Ecclesiastes 9:16, and it was, then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. So I didn't quite understand this, so I asked for another verse. And I got Jeremiah 18:11. And now therefore speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, this saith Jehovah, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now every man from his evil way and amend your ways and your doings. And I was just wondering what all of you thought on this, what happened to me.
Well, you had joy in your heart?
Yes, I did.
You had peace in your heart?
Yes.
And you had rest in your heart. That comes from God, for He is the Lord. That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. I was confused about the fleeces part and the Bible verses, but I didn't understand how all of it played in.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. Tim, do you have any insight on that, on what he's talking about in Ecclesiastes or in Jeremiah? I don't have my...
No, I just looked up Ecclesiastes as far as that. My question is, it sounded like you had, why did you throw the fleeces?
To make sure that it was the Holy Spirit or not, or.
Okay. Yeah, because I just, you know, when I first heard it, I thought that there was doubt there. You know, why were you doubting that that was the Lord?
I don't know. I guess I was just really excited and wasn't thinking straight.
All right. Well, if you guys want to talk, let me look at these verses and see if I get any.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I've done that as well. When the anointing was really strong and I felt the joy of the Lord and I wanted to praise Him. The devil doesn't want you praising the Lord. he wants you praising Him. So there's a, you know, that's when we really should just praise the Lord and believe it's Him and thanking Him for it, thanking Him for this joy that you have. And just go with the flow. Glory to God. That's about the best I can tell you, because the Lord wants you to praise Him, and the devil does not want you to praise Him. So if the Lord is giving you that joy and you're praising Him, then that can't be the devil. In my opinion, I'm thinking the Lord just filled you up with the Holy Spirit.
And that the fleeces and the Bible verses were from the devil, or?
Well, not necessarily, but the Lord sometimes, are you doubting what I'm giving you here? You know, that kind of, and He's teaching you something out at the same time. Don't doubt what the Lord can do, or is doing. It's good to test the spirits, it says, but when you have praise in your heart for the Lord, now somebody can step in here at any time, but, when you're praising the Lord, that's a good thing. If you're praising the Lord for the joy that you have in your heart, that's a good thing. The devil ain't going to give you a lot of joy. if any at all. He's going to give you anger, bitterness, faction, all of those things that are bad. The Lord's going to give you those things that are good. So it might have been just a test. Throw the fleece for things that you're asking the Lord for. He wants us to throw fleeces when we're young in the Lord, but he actually wants us to hear him in the Spirit more than anything. He wants us to be led by the Spirit of God. And if we've got joy and peace and rest in the Spirit, you know, and we're praising God, we're being led of God. So that might have been a little test for you and something to get you to thinking about what you were doing while you were questioning God. And I don't know. It just sounds to me like it was a good thing, Matthew.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Malcolm. I was just thinking it might be a good idea to leave room for the Lord not to answer a fleece if that's his decision.
Okay.
What exactly is the throwing fleeces thing? That's new to me. I haven't heard about that.
You got sovereign God, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm about halfway through it.
Okay. Well, there's a chapter in there on, I forget the name of it. Anybody help me with my remembrance here? I don't remember the name of it, but it talks about throwing fleeces, and it talks about getting words from God and things like that. I can't remember the name of it. Somebody help me here.
Hey, Mike, I don't know the name of the chapter, but hey, Rex, if you want to give me a call sometime, we can talk.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, y'all can go over that. He can tell you about it. But there's
hey,
a chapter that deals with that. Yeah, Trish.
Well, was it Matthew that had that experience? Yeah. Well, I remember when I first came to the Lord, God just put this in my mind. And I was, God gave me his grace and filled me with his Holy Spirit pretty quick, the evidence of speaking in tongues. But I remember in the beginning there was a time when the doubt would flow in. You know, you'd have this joy, you'd have these experiences, and then the doubt would hit you, like, well, wait, is this real? And I remember thanking the Lord that I did speak in a prayer language, because I knew that wasn't of me, because the devil was so trying to convince me I was not even saved, I didn't even know him, just bringing all that crazy doubt in. I don't remember all the details, but so that's pretty normal that you're having this amazing time with the Lord, and the devil's just going to come in and just tell you this ain't so, and he's going to give you, and I've had times where I've tried to throw fleeces, but I wasn't real assured, and I didn't take the time to really talk to the Lord about them before I was throwing them, and I didn't have my mind. I was just looking for answers without just getting quiet, talking to the Lord for a few minutes, and waiting for him to present the questions in my mind before I threw them. So a lot of my fleeces got confusing at first, and I just kind of, I don't know if that helps. That's it.
Well, I remember one time. Oh, it's been back in 1997, I believe it was, probably in the fall of 97. And I had been seeking the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I'd rocked on there for about, and it's just because of my unbelief. I had convoluted thoughts about how the tongues were going to come. And without knowing that, all I had to do was open up my mouth and start speaking it, you know. I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit to do something in me, when in fact I have to do something myself, and that's to step out in faith and open up my mouth and start speaking. So I was out in my shop. I have a shop out here next to the house, and I was out there one morning praising God, And all of a sudden, the Lord just, like you're talking about, Matthew, came over me. The joy, he filled me up, and I just opened up my mouth, and I started praising him. And the next thing I knew, while I was praising him, these strange words started coming out. And I'm telling you, I was so thrilled. I had a full language, full-blown language. Not everybody gets one, a full-blown language. Some people get just a couple of syllables or something like that at first, and then it develops into a full-blown language. But the Lord was gracious and merciful with me and gave me a full-blown language. And I sat out there for, I guess, about 4 hours just praising the Lord in tongues and just having a great time with the Lord out in my shop. And it was awesome. It really was. It's just like you're talking about. The joy of the Lord had filled me up. I had peace in my heart. And it was just awesome. And I've experienced that a number of times through the years. And it's an awesome time. It's an awesome time with the Lord.
Hey, Michael.
Yes, sir.
I think it's chapter 9, God's sovereignty over signs, chance, and confirmation.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yep, that's it. Chapter 9.
What chapter was that?
Chapter 9.
Oh, okay.
9:10. That's chapter 9. Signs, chances, and wonders.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
I could be wrong, but I think I heard David saying, I don't know if it was in a teaching or I read it someplace, that if the scripture is clear about something and we throw a fleece for that, that we may not get an answer for that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very well true. I've done it a number of times. It had to go back and retract, you know. But yeah, that's true. If the scriptures already tells us about it and tells us what it's about, and we have the answer there, then we need to search it out. Amen. Anybody else have an experience like that?
Mike, I was just thinking about my experience with praying in tongues. Like, it was really difficult for me because I was so private. And so this minister, he let me whisper in his ear instead of speaking out loud, you know, where they were. And that's how I did it the night I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I felt nothing, but my faith, you know, was charged up. But what was interesting is my mother, I was raised Baptist, and of course, she didn't know about tongues until she was like in her 50s. And so she and Daddy went to Alaska to retire. They loved that country. And she knew there was more. Even though the Baptists kind of talk against tongues. And so she started going to these Pentecostal churches in Alaska and tried to get the baptism, and they'd lay hands on her and all kinds of noise and shaking and all sorts of stuff. She did that for about a year, could not get it. And so she said, okay, God, it must not be for everyone like the Baptists say. So she just gave up trying. Well, one day she was in the shower, and she knew God's voice, and God said, raise your hands, and she raised her hands, and all of a sudden, she started speaking in 8 different languages in an hour's time. She knew how long she had been in there, and I guess that was divers kinds of tongues. I've not ever heard of anyone else having that, but that's how she received it, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when she gave up, you know, trying so hard. And one of the things that happened after that, she said she was in a church in the area where people come in and out. I think it was after the meeting. And she just felt to go up to this person that she didn't know. And all of a sudden she started talking to him. She thought in English, but it was in one of her divers kinds of tongues. And when she got through, the fellow said, you spoke perfect, I think it was Hebrew. And this guy was a Jewish man. And whatever my mother said that she didn't know she said caused him to be able to get saved.
Amen.
Thought that was an interesting story. But, you know, God's just merciful, and he'll just help us wherever we are. And in her case, she gave up, but God just blessed her anyway because that was the desire of her heart. But it took a little period of time. So don't have to worry about time.
Mm-mm, no, praise God.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, Sandy Shaw, a girl here locally, she and another lady were in a church, and they were praying in the spirit during this part of the service where they were about to end, and they were praying, and they were praying in the spirit. And afterwards, as they were going out, these two Chinese ladies that were sitting behind them came up and started telling them, you know, you speak good Mandarin Chinese.
Oh my goodness!
And she says, "No, I don't. I don't speak an ounce of it." She said, "Oh yeah, you spoke in Chinese. We understood every word you said." And those two ladies got saved because of that. Because what she was saying was that Buddha was not the God. That he was God, Jesus was God, and something similar to that. And those two ladies got saved because of it.
And well, I tell you, God's ways are not our ways, and they're just excellent. And I was thinking with Mother, there's no way you can hold your hands up for an hour, and she had in the shower after, you know, being baptized with these eight diverse kinds of tongues. She knew she had spoke eight different languages, which I think is incredible. But so anyway, God just is merciful, and he'll just fix us any way he can.
Amen. Well, I know that people's languages changes at times. Mine has. It's changed a number of times. I don't know how many times it's changed, but depending on the circumstance.
Yeah, well, that's diverse kinds of tongues. Now, I don't have that. Unless God, you know, I mean, he can decide to do that. Mine's just kind of the same over and over. But, man, it's effective, and I just use it, you know.
Amen. Yes,
but Lord. That's interesting how God does that. His gifts are just amazing.
Amen. They certainly are.
Exciting.
Yeah. Anybody else got a great experience with the baptism of the Holy Spirit? That's a good subject.
Well, I'd like, Michael, this is Malcolm again.
Yeah.
I've probably told everybody this several times already, but for me, as you know, it was kind of a long haul over a period of, I don't know, 9 months or so before I was given this the full blast, you know, language. But I at the beginning, some people prayed for me. It actually was in the healing rooms here locally, and I didn't know anything about them. The reason I went there was because I was wondering if they could help me maybe receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. So they all gathered around and prayed for me, and I think I got a couple syllables. It just, as I was driving home that afternoon, I just remember just these couple syllables kept coming out that I'd never heard before. So Over the months, I guess it was months. Yeah, because I think that was in the summer or spring of that. It was summer or spring of that year. So, but I just felt like that wasn't what I was reading about in the Bible. I wanted the whole shebang, you know. So when I've told you before, when I finally gave up and I said, "Lord, I just received this because you promised mean you can't keep it from me. I'm not going to anybody else." It was a instantaneous, like you're saying, just a sudden language, just full blast. I mean, a complete thing. You know, I don't understand it, so I don't know, but it sure sounded to me like a complete vocabulary. So anyway.
You know, I know of a testimony where this gentleman, all he got was just one syllable, da, like, and so he just wanted it so bad, he just kept saying, da, 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 you know. And then in time, God added to it, and then it became a, you know, in time, a complete language. But, you know, he just didn't give up. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I remember what happened, too. You're talking about Rex. And here's what happened. He got that word, da, 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 da. And he said, Lord, he told the Lord, he said, Lord, he said, you know, I just love you, Holy Spirit. And I just love the way that you've allowed me to speak in tongues. And he said, but Lord, can you maybe give me another language? Kind of help me along here. Said, this is kind of, you know, embarrassing at times. And the Lord gave him a full-blown language.
I just think it's so wonderful. And, you know, when I was saved, it was not emotional. When I received the baptism, it was not emotional. But with my mother and my daughter, they both had visions of Jesus before they were, when they were saved, and then they had emotional experiences when they had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My daughter, she said she felt like 1,000 pounds lifted off of her shoulders, and she was only 13. But, you know, I mean, she actually could feel it, which I thought was interesting.
Well, she was set free, wasn't she?
I guess so. You wouldn't think there'd be that much wrong at that early age. But in my case, I felt nothing either time. So God just does whatever he wants to do. You know, I was real disappointed that I didn't have an emotional reaction, but I just kept doing it, and life has been good.
Amen. All right, anybody else got a testimony about the baptism of the Holy Spirit in your life?
Michael?
Yes, sir.
In anticipation of all this, I studied others who had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and all the circumstances surrounding that. And Andrew Strom has an article, a rather lengthy article, and I think he highlights about four different, maybe calls it healing evangelists or something, but I think William Branham and some, but some, John Lake, of course, and the gentleman, there's somebody else who's, anyway, there's several, anyway, I studied all these things, and when I got the language, I didn't feel like that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit for me, because I was reading of these huge experiences of these people, and I was, the guy from the 1700s, Charles Finney, at the very beginning, he didn't manifest tongues that I know of, but his experience was just incredible. So I was looking for kind of a Charles Finney and all these different people they're starting to experience where you have hours and hours of waves of love. And so I remember even after that, I was talking with some folks at this fellowship, and I said, but I still want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I already had this full-blown language. And they said, well, you already have it. But I do think God wants us to really go for the gusto, for that full experience, not just the experience, but walking in faith and you know, touching people and then being healed instantly. Or of course, that takes experience coming up to it. But I think we all want to walk in the fullness and not settle in on what the Lord has given to us at this point.
That's a good point, Malcolm. A lot of people think they're filled with the Holy Spirit when they're speaking in tongues, and they dried up years ago. You know, we need an infilling of the Holy Spirit daily. We need to ask the Lord to fill us up daily with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill us up with your anointing.
Amen. You just look at Charles Finney, and it seems like the Lord did a very thorough work with him right there at the beginning when this experience happened. It just dealt with them on so many levels, and I've just longed to be walking with the Lord like that.
Amen.
Well, it really takes being washed with the water of the Word and praying in our prayer language like Paul. I wish you would pray as much as I pray. He was trying to get his people to pray in tongues because so they could grow up into Christ, into all things. And it's available for all of us. And I'm just so thankful for being able to pray in the Spirit, for the Holy Ghost to be praying the perfect prayer, unless you have a word of wisdom or knowledge in English how to pray, you know. So anyway.
Well, there are a number of ways that the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is in someone's life. It doesn't have to be with tongues. It can be with visions. It can be with words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Any of the gifts of the Spirit that are evident evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We see that in Acts and also in other places. I say it like that. But the tongues is one way. That's what we all know, you know, but also it can be with visions. It can be with prophecy, words of knowledge. Any of those gifts that are evident is evidence of an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Okay, anybody else want to give a testimony about your baptism of the Holy Spirit? Listen, this all helps the people who haven't been filled yet to listen and understand how the Holy Spirit baptism works.
Back in 1987, I was visiting my grandmother after who lived about 100 miles from us. And I was praying with my grandmother. And my grandmother was raised speaking Cajun French. And I thought something that my pastor told us, you know, that singing in tongues was also a way the Holy Spirit would express itself through our singing in tongues. And I started singing a song I knew in my heart, but I was singing it in tongues. And my grandmother didn't know the song, but she started saying, "You're saying, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing." And she said, "I was saying that in Cajun." So, you know, even singing can be blessed by God in tongues.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I was praying one night in the fellowship here, and a young lady came up afterwards, and she told me, she said, "I'm learning Hebrew, and some of the words you're saying I recognize as Hebrew." I said, "Well, praise God." So, you know, I don't know. I tell you, sometimes I think that the Lord, we get used to hearing ourselves, but the Lord can take what we say and apply it to somebody's ears any way he wants to. You know how the devil twists our saying sometimes to be something negative to somebody else, when in fact you didn't say that? Anybody? I know some of you have experienced that, where you said one thing and they take it as another. That's the devil out there twisting those words. Well, God uses that in a good way, where whatever we're speaking in tongues, he can make it sound like anything to anybody else. Anybody believe that?
I do.
Amen. He can do that. God can do anything. Man, don't block him up in a box. Let him out, for goodness sake. He can do just about anything he wants to. All he can, he can do anything he wants to. Somebody was fixing to talk. Go ahead on.
Well, I was going to say, is there really a language in the Spirit? You know, when Tom shared about being in heaven, everything is, you don't speak it, it's all in the thought. And so, I mean, if you're speaking in the Spirit, can't the Lord, you know, if somebody could hear in the Spirit? That was my thought on what you said.
Sure. Yeah. Ever how God wants to work it, that's how he works it and how he does it. You know, excuse me. It's just amazing the way God works.
Amen. And there's no formula. You know, it's with Trish and I, she received the baptism when she was a real young Christian, we didn't even know what tongues was. And I remember coming downstairs, and her mouth was just like chattering. And I was like, what's going on? And she was like, I don't know, but I think it's God, you know. And we had to call somebody and ask them, and they said, you know, so a young lady talked to Trish and said, well, does it seem like your mind is disconnected from your mouth? And she's like, yeah, well, you're just speaking in tongues, that's okay. And we really didn't even know what it was, but she was actually baptized just praying to the Lord. And and then when I think Linda said her daughter had a 1,000 pounds lifted off, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was prayed for and, laid hands on me. But none of that matters because we've prayed for people in the conference and they've received it, like Lexi tonight. So there's no formula to this. But I was being prayed for, and I started speaking in tongues. I was so excited. And all of a sudden somebody said, Tim, are you having a little hard time there? And I was like, no, not at all. I mean, it was just flowing out. And they said, we need to pray for you, because what was happening, the tongue was coming out like a chant. And they just knew that it was off. But, you know, I really didn't know what to expect or anything like that. And they ended up praying deliverance over me. And I got delivered from a witch doctor spirit. And this thing came out screaming. And as soon as that spirit left, My tongue just came right out. And when I was driving home that night, I felt the same way, like this heavy load was lifted off me. And it was awesome. I felt like I was driving home and I went over this bridge and I could see the city off in the distance. And I felt like George Jetson just flying through the air. I mean, it was just, I had so much freedom on me, where I received the baptism and I received deliverance in the same night, and I was just totally freed up from a bondage that was on me. And I think, I'm sure I've shared this testimony, but I'll kind of share the end, because I didn't know where that spirit came from. And my mom and I weren't real close, and one day I stopped over at her house just to see how she was doing. And all of a sudden, because I was praying to the Lord, I said, where did that thing come from? And I was asking him to reveal it. And this was quite a while, this was a time later, but I stopped in to see my mom, and she just started talking about this crazy aunt that was into, the Native Indian spirits and all this. And when I was in my mom's, in her womb, she had laid hands on me, and she was telling my mom that I was going to be an Indian or something like that. But my mom's telling me about this crazy aunt that was praying over me in my, mom's belly. And the Lord showed me that spirit was imparted in me in my mom's womb. And as soon as I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, it was revealed. And then I was delivered and I was set free of it. So it was kind of an awesome experience. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, witch doctor spirit. I wondered what was wrong with you.
Now, come on.
I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. Well, that's right. Tim, you brought up a good subject there. People praying over people that are pregnant, praying over their babies, voodoo and witchcraft and all kinds of mess, craziness and, these women are accepting it because they don't know any better. And then here you are growing up, got this witch doctor spirit and been bound up with that bad boy for a while. And then the Lord just sets you free. Praise God. God is so good, isn't he? Yeah, so good. All right. Anybody else got a good baptism experience? Well, if you've been baptized, it's a good one. I remember when I first started speaking in tongues, I sounded like a Chinese. And that went on for, gosh, I don't know, maybe a few years, a couple of years maybe. And then the Lord changed it. And since then, he's changed it again. So I don't know. There's a lot of languages out there that God's got. Well, everybody's got a different one. All right. Anybody else want to share their experiences by being filled with the Holy Spirit?
You know, Mike, you might bring out the scripture reference in Jude, the benefits of praying in tongues for the people that are new in this to consider, because it makes life worth living. If you pray, the more you pray, it just solves problems. So you want me to look that up real quick? Or
you go right ahead. I'm just going to wait on you. How's that?
Okay, well, I'm used to the man leading the deal. Okay, just a minute here. It's in Jude. I just appreciate it so much. Let's see, where does it say? I think Jude 20, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, keep yourselves," it keeps us "in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And some have compassion making a difference. But anyway, if we walk, it helps us walk in love. And, of course, faith works by God's love. And it's just a valuable gift that we can pray without ceasing in it. Like my mother, like, you know, we got through that one night, and then, you know, there was 12 days when she was in intensive care, unconscious. And I'd run in, lay hands on her, pray in tongues, and I'd pray in tongues outside the area there. And then we finally went to a room where I just moved in with her, stayed with her in a chair by her bed, would just pray in tongues until I'd go to sleep with my hands on her. We did that for several weeks. And literally, God just, you know, performed a miracle on her body and on her brain. When the doctor, he told me this, he said, "I would advise you not to even operate because she's going to die anyway." That's what I had to deal with. And I was just, you know, about 10 years old in the Lord about that time. And I just knew praying in tongues was a good thing. And I just kept doing it. And the Holy Ghost was just, you know, performing daily, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. And so we don't have to ever give up. Just fast and pray. Stay in that scripture. Stay washed with the water of the word. And you're a winner in Christ, inside of Christ, in the secret place of the Most High, on the right side of the Father in heavenly places. We can live there. So anyway, I'm just thankful, especially since my husband's in heaven, because we were a team and he was my teacher and my leader. And I really have grown since he went to heaven, because it's just me and God now. And, you know, it's pushed me to even pray more, study more, and it's just fine. I'm just fine. When my husband passed away, I said, "Okay, God, you're my husband now. How's that supposed to feel?" You know, because you're just in, you know, it's just so sad. But now I am so used to God being my husband. And I've never felt lonely, and it's because I stayed in the Word, you know, after he died, 6 hours a day for 9 months. I cried and just listened to the Scripture, you know, because I could hear my husband saying, "Stay in the Scripture, stay in the Scripture." And so I got through that, you know, hump. But God is just, he just makes life worth living. And that's but we have to stay inside of Christ in the secret place of the Most High. And if you feel like you're out, just fast and pray and get back in, you know. Stay in that scripture.
Amen. You know, that's something that I've found when I come back to Arkansas. I have a lot to do. Family has a list of things for me to do for them. And I find myself not getting in the Word as much, and I get discouraged quite often toward the end before I get ready to go back. And I have to. It's a disciplinary thing. It's something that you have to make yourself do.
It is.
And if you do that, then you'll be overcome. Let me just say something. It's not the it's not really the gift of tongues that we're looking for. It's the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the overcoming power that God gives us in order for us, you know, to overcome the things in life that, like Rex was talking about, you know, overcoming those trials that come up around us. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's hard to overcome, and you're not going to do it in a satisfactory way.
We've got it.
Baptized with the Holy Spirit, filled up with the Holy Spirit. Now, the tongues is a byproduct of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and it's a good byproduct. It's a great byproduct. I remember John G. Lake saying, somebody asked me, said, what is the secret to the power of your ministry? He said, well, it's a baptism in the Holy Spirit, but it's speaking in tongues. He said, I speak in tongues continually, and that builds up the self spirit.
It
builds up the spirit inside of me and gives me that overcoming power. And if you read anything about John G. Lake, he had a miraculous life in the Lord. I believe that with all my heart. That you get filled up with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the tongues and all of the other will come later. It'll come. You just have to believe that it's
coming.
Yes,
I think that's what it was with Mother. And Mother had John G. Lake's books in our house when I was a little girl. You know, and of course I have them in my library now. But what I do, in case this is a tip for someone, for a maintenance program to keep me juiced up in the Lord, I keep scripture tapes in my car. I've done this for, you know, almost 40 years. It's when I turn on the radio, it's scripture from Genesis to Revelations. And then when I'm home, you know, I stay in the scripture as well. We just need to use every second to get the word in us that we can. And that has helped me, you know. Just keeping in my car, going to the store or going here or there or on a trip, and scripture the whole way. And then when I'm home, I can listen to it on the computer. I've been listening to our web page for that Brother Eels has with I'm used to the King James Bible, but I'm listening to his, you know, what is the one that he has on the site?
That's the ASV. It's Brad that does the audio you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Brad.
So I listen to that.
Yeah.
But I listen to the King James mainly so I can find it in the concordance, you know, and study, you know, because that's the only way the concordance, I can find things in the concordance is the King James version of words. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I use both, but that really helps to just stay washed with the water of the Word. We got to just stay washed, washed, washed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, getting filled up with the Holy Spirit is what we need to seek most of all. The tongues will come later. It'll come. Just believe. But praise you, Lord. All right, anybody else got something they'd like to share?
Yeah, Michael, I'll just share that. Somebody else jump in? Anyways, I'll just share real quick. I've heard testimonies. I knew a gentleman that woke up in the middle of the night, and he knew he needed to pray, and he didn't know what to pray for. So he just prayed in tongues. And he prayed for quite a while, and then he got a peace, and he went back to sleep. And a few hours later, he got a call, and one of his children was in a car accident, and it was a pretty severe accident, but by the grace of God, there was no issues with his child. So there's times that, you know, you feel you need to pray, and you're not sure what to pray about. The Lord will just put it on your heart. You know, the best thing to do is just start praying in tongues. And when I went up to Ohio to go see my mom, you know, this was like a year or so ago, I just prayed in tongues almost the whole way up there. You know, and it was awesome. I was just driving. I was just praying in the Spirit. A lot of times when I'm driving, I pray in the Spirit, or sometimes even when I go into the city, like I'll go into Knoxville and we'll go, you know, like once a month we'll go into Knoxville, we'll go shopping, and, you know, we'll be in different stores, and
you know, the world is around you and, you know, the lust of the world and all that. And I'll feel myself starting to get drawn in, and I'll just start praying in the spirit. And I'll just be walking through the store, just praying in tongues. And it's awesome. You know, it's an awesome weapon as far as that. So there's a lot of times where I'm just driving, I'm just praying in the spirit. Or even when I wake up, every morning when I wake up and I'm just laying there and I'm not sure if I'm going to fall back to sleep or anything like that, I just pray in tongues. So I just, or, you know, when I go to bed, it's just whenever I just have some, you know, just some free time and I've got nothing else on my mind, I just start praying in the spirit. And it just brings the peace of the Lord and just, you know, just the rest. And it's awesome. So I just share, you know, what I typically do. Oh, and the other thing is, too, and I've shared this, is when we first started praying in the spirit, Trish and I used to just, you know, lay on the bed and just start praying in the spirit, and then we'd start singing in the spirit. And, you know, Trish will share with you, she really doesn't have a singing voice, but there was this one time, it sounded like an angel singing. It was just so amazing. And it was just her, you know, singing in the spirit. But when that spirit took over, it was just the most loveliest. I mean, it was just like an angelic type voice. It was just the amazing, you know, singing coming out. And it was really cool. So singing in the spirit is awesome too.
You know, I wanted to say this, like when I would have the scripture tapes in the car, as soon as I get to my car, I start praying in tongues wherever I'm going. So I listen to the scripture, pray in tongues at the same time. I wanted to mention this, like you were talking about the store incident. We can pray under our breath in stores or in public. You know, people don't know what we're doing, but I mean, we can pray under our breath, which I do too, you know, in the store. So just wanted to add that.
Amen. You can pray anywhere you want to. You know, I've often thought about this. Lord, what am I praying about? And who am I praying for? Because he wakes me up in the middle of the night and requires that I get up and start praying in the spirit for somebody or someone, you know. It might be somebody in the deepest part of Russia or maybe China that's struggling or having a problem. I don't know, you know. At some point in time, we will. So it's imperative. If you get that unction, to get up and pray in the middle of the night, do it. Or even during the day, just do it. Pray in the spirit. God will honor
you.
You
know, I had a lady, my husband and I were in California at a Christian conference, and this lady was from a foreign country, if I understand this right. She came up to me, and I was young in the Lord at the time. She knew who I was because God had given her a dream of me, and she had been praying for me ever since. I thought that was interesting.
This awesome. Stranger
from a foreign country had even knew what I looked like because God gave her a dream. So I thought that was neat. Interesting.
Awesome. Yeah. Amen. Well, you know, there's been some that have been translated to other countries, to other places, in the physical.
I'm getting ready for that.
Get ready. Amen.
Sounds Thank fun God. To me.
Absolutely, it does.
Mike, has that happened to you yet, like Brother Eels?
No, not happened, but it's going to.
I think it's going to happen with all of us because it's efficient.
I had a lady, it's been a couple of years ago when I went back to Arkansas, and I had a little meeting with some people that wanted to learn more about the Lord. And a bunch of ladies, and this lady told me about a dream she'd had of this wasn't her, it was a friend of hers who had a dream or a vision about this guy that showed up at their meeting, that they had their fellowship meeting, and it was a time of trouble. But that when this guy showed up, said his name was Michael. and you are to listen to what he says. Now, I don't know if it's me or somebody else, but I believe that at some point in time, God's going to translate many people out to teach, to help, to rescue people, mm-hmm. and whatever is necessary, God's going to do it, and he's going to do it in a miraculous way, because you remember what Jesus said. He said, the things that you've seen me do, you're going to do. Greater than these, you're going to do.
Yes, that, but I think that was a way of life during Jesus' time, you know, the baptism that took place with the eunuch. I think that was just, and we're going to get used to that. You know, it's just going to be a way of life for all of us, I think.
Amen.
Get this job done.
Well, Jesus said we would, so I believe it.
I do too.
Amen. You know, Jesus was on a ship, and the ship was translated.
Isn't that neat? I know it. I like
that. He can do that. If he can do a shipload of folks and cargo from one area to the next, he can just take my little old self any way he wants to.
You know, we need to understand we're unlimited. We are supernatural inside of Christ in the secret place of the Most High. We're supernatural now.
Amen. And got to get rid of that flesh, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're burning up.
Amen.
I'm asking God to burn me up as quick as I can burn up, but that's where we live. And so anyway, I agree with you. I'm excited.
Amen. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share?
Yeah, I'll share something I meant to mention in my testimony earlier.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
I was talking about, you know, just all the things I was going through with Steph, my girlfriend, and my kids, and I asked the Lord for a word to, you know, explain why I'm going through the suffering and things like that, and not that I was doubting his plan. I knew it was his plan, and he works things, all things for the good, but I just wanted to, something to strengthen my faith and to help me understand why I'm going through what I'm going through, and I got Isaiah 52:10. And it says, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and to cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. So when I read that, I was just filled with joy, even though, you know, it's so I don't have to suffer, but it was just really awesome to get that word from him and a little bit of confirmation that everything's in place.
Amen. Yeah, that's the thing that God has promised us is trials and tribulations. So, and they're all for our good. You know, when you're going through them at times, it doesn't feel like it's for your good, but they are. But in the end, we'll all see. But we praise God for those trials and tribulations that come before us. He's got those people out there stacked up and ready to come right there and for us. And so we have to overcome the flesh. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's a good thing is to get rid of that flesh. Anybody else? Good testimony.
My story of how I started talking in tongues.
Okay.
It was awesome. Probably three months after I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I just thought that I just didn't have that gift. And I was in my bedroom just praying, and I was praying for a really good friend of mine and her husband, and I kind of ran out of stuff to pray about. I didn't know what else to say, so I just said, Lord, please, how did I say it? Please, pray for me because I don't know what else to pray or something like that. And I just started speaking in tongues, and it just totally surprised me, and I've been doing it ever since.
Amen. God is good, isn't he? Thank you, Lord. Anybody else?
Yeah, Michael?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just share about it, praying for somebody that you didn't know what you were praying about. This has been a few years back already, and people were always in my dream, and they're people we know, local people here, and I couldn't figure out why. I'd tell my wife, I said, I don't know why these people always keep coming up, but I would pray for them. I'd wake up during the night. And since then, I've realized the father has Alzheimer's, and the mother has lots of physical problems, and the son and his wife have gotten a divorce, and the son's wife, her mother had died from cancer, and his wife had had both of her breasts removed because she was so scared that she was going to get breast cancer. So these people needed a lot of prayer, but I had no idea what I was praying for.
Well, I was trying to unmute. I'm sorry. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Lord. That's right. We don't know what we're praying about. We're praying for somebody, though. I bet you. All right. Anyone else have a testimony about baptism of the Holy Spirit or praying in tongues?
Well, one thing about praying in tongues, we're praying for ourselves as well.
Amen.
You know, like we're being covered and everyone that concerns us is being covered. And the more you pray, the better off it is.
Amen. Okay.
I've had a thought years ago regarding singing in tongues while playing the piano or keyboard in kind of a concert environment with an audience, and not necessarily playing any song, just basically creative, art music.
Amen.
Now, Chad and I have gotten together, and I was playing on my pump organ, and he was going wailing away on his drums, and we're just having fun. And anyway, but I've often thought, it'd be neat to do it in a bigger musical environment, where everybody's participating somehow, and I don't know. I just think that there's already, you listen to some of these great symphonies and whatnot, and I just wonder what the Lord's going to do at the end of time, because I know music is, obviously music is a big deal in heaven from all the reports we've heard, and just love to see what the Lord's going to do, here on earth with everybody before we were up there, why not?
Yeah, I think a symphony of, people just singing in the spirit would be amazing. What do you think, Malcolm?
Yeah, I saw it was one of these flash mob. They call them flash mob, and I'm not sure why. But, where it's a high production event that's pre-planned, but the public doesn't know about it. And it was, I'm not sure what the country was because it was all in a foreign language. But it was extremely high quality. Well, I shouldn't say extremely because it wasn't 4K that I know of, but it was a very good production. It was part of Beethoven's Ninth. But it was just, it made me think, a lot of the people there just appreciated it. It was very well done. But I just thought, the Lord could arrange something like that, but with, it would be all him. I'm not trying to pass judgment on Beethoven or that the Ninth or, some of the questions that come up regarding what the purpose of that was. It just gave me the idea that, the Lord could do a lot of major things, with music and people and I remember when I was a little kid, I went to what they called a camp meeting, and they had, all the adults in one place there studying the Bible and whatnot. But the kids had their own tent, and there was a pianist up there that was really good. I don't know, maybe I already talked about this on this call. I don't know, so forgive me if that's the case. But anyway, the song leader was just doing gangbusters. It was, and the kids were just singing to the top of their lungs. It was just, and I was in there, and it was new to me, and I thought, whoa, this is fun. So I joined everybody else screaming in my voice out as loud as I could, and there's something to be said about, you know, singing in a big group like that. It was just, and I think a lot of us, because we've come out of things, we don't have an opportunity, like some of us may have had before, where we're in a big group singing. But I just, we have some good things to look forward to, where we can all get together, and, or, you know, whatever the Lord works out. I'm looking forward to some sonic delights.
Amen. Amen. Well, at some time, point in time, you're going to have to play your piano and sing us a song.
I better practice.
Okay, we're getting close to the end here. Has anybody got any kind of a testimony or prayer that they'd like to pray or anything before we close out here?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's just short. It's a little more serious, I think. I was sleeping. It was in the morning, just before I woke up, and I heard this door shut very solidly. It sounded like the bedroom door. And it really, it was the kind of thing that really woke me up. So I woke up, and I looked toward the door, and the door was shut, but it was I'd shut it already. And all the animals were just like nothing had ever happened. And it was like the door had actually not shut. It was just in my dream. But it was such a pronounced shutting. And in view of the things that we've been hearing about the bride, the man-child, and whatnot, it just seemed very serious.
Amen. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, Michael, I think we should share that with David as far as what Malcolm heard as far as the door shutting. That could be a spiritual thing.
Yep, that's something that I had too here a while back, that the door was almost shut. That was a word of knowledge that the Lord gave me. That was, that's been a few months ago. It was almost shut, he said. So, that sounds good. You know, that's the door to the bride he's talking about. When the door to the bride closes, that's it. Nobody else is in the bride. That's it. That's the bride is already sewed up. So it's best for all of us to renew our minds with the Word of God and put the Word in us, man. Get as much of it in there as we can cram in there, and pray for us too. Pray for all of us. All right. Anybody else before we close out here?
Well, I was just going to give you a quick testimony on how my husband, he would just lay hands on me when I would get sick, and I would always get well. So when he went to heaven, this happened two years ago. I don't take any medicine, but I watch my health as best I can. But the doctor said after I had my blood test, he said, your thyroid is dead. I said, what? He said, well, don't worry about it. When you get older, everybody's thyroid dies, and you just take this little pill forever. And it's a little pill. And I was just so disappointed. But I went to get this little pill, and I said, God, I'll take this little pill until the doctor tells me I'm healed. I didn't quite know what else to do. And I said, I believe, like Joshua and Caleb, that I was healed 2,000 years ago, and by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, and that's what I believe. And so that's the only scripture I'd say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, and then I'd just pray in tongues every day. 3 months later, I went to get my blood test. The doctor said, well, you don't have to take that little pill anymore because your blood is just fine. I said, well, you told me I'd have to take it forever. He said, I know, but you don't have to. And, you know, I was shocked. You know, like, I was shocked that I really was healed, even though that's what I'd been believing for, you know. And I was just real thankful, and I've been okay ever since. But the Holy Ghost just prayed for me, and I'm just as healthy as can be. But so And I had found out that lots of people take this little thyroid pill. The doctor's right, like when you get older, it just dies. But he restored my body.
Amen. You know what shocked me? What shocked me about your story is the doctor told you that. Generally, they like that kickback from the drug company. They just let you stay on it, whether your thyroid is alive or dead. But praise God for honest doctors.
Yeah, that was God's grace and mercy on me because my husband wasn't here, you know, to help me. Mm-hmm. And I just appreciate that so much. And he was glad, but, you know, and I, so I, you know. But that's the only, but, you know, I said, God, when I'm well, you let the doctor tell me. I didn't want to be presumptuous, you know. And that's what happened.
Amen. Okay, anybody else before we close out? All right, Father, Lord, we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit that guides us, helps us to overcome, gives us the power over the enemy. Father, we just praise you so much for your Holy Spirit that directs our paths and teaches us your word, Lord. And we thank you so much that you've given the Holy Spirit to us, Lord, for that guidance and that direction and that power to overcome every obstacle that jumps up there in front of us, Lord. We just praise you for that in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask that you bless our night tonight, tomorrow. And Lord, we thank you that every one of us that will be blessed with protection, provisions, and anything else that we need, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you be with us until the next time we meet again Thursday night, Lord, and that your awesome Holy Spirit will be in all of us with us all speaking in tongues by that time in Jesus' name. We believe it. We pray it. We believe it. We stand on it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for an awesome time tonight in your gathering here tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, Soaps.